a guy who's been through all the wars from the inside, is now with us on the outside, with sources on the inside, is former Congressman Dennis Kucinich, now a Fox News contributor. Congressman, welcome back.
Thank you very much, and I've listened to your assessment, and you're spot on.
I just see, Congressman, I don't know why it is, and I'm going to start with this question. Why is it that we don't hear a John McCain on the left backing the president or taking on the president? Why is it that Lindsey Graham took on Bush all the time and Reagan had his Republican critics along the way, but we only hear from the president? Harry Reid almost says nothing. Nancy Pelosi's been sidelined. What do you think?
Well, when a party has the presidency, his supporters in the Congress, in the House and the Senate, generally want to be helpful. Let me give you an example. On a Budget Control Act, that proposal, which ended up bringing sequestration, you know, first the committee was created, the committee couldn't come to an agreement, so sequestration kicks in automatically. That idea began with the White House and went to the Democrats in the Senate, who convinced the Republicans in the Senate. Then it went to the House, and by the time it was over, Democratic leaders in the House and the Senate solidly supported this proposal that came out of the White House, with the Democratic vote in the House actually split 95-95. I actually voted against it almost a couple of years ago. Now, the congressional, whoever has the presidency, generally will get the support of his party. Now, we're at a situation where this whole idea about sequestration didn't make any sense to begin with. We're looking at a slow motion train wreck right now. And there are going to be real consequences for this political maneuvering. We can't even predict the effects, but there will be consequences. And, you know, this ends up being a partisan battle royal. I'm sure the White House never thought it would come to this, but they're certainly playing it for everything it's worth.
They are, and what I think they're in danger of, unlike almost every other conflict with the debt ceiling on down, which gets people's eyes to glaze over because it's so inside Washington, but affects us all because our economy can't get straightened out unless we get it together. But unlike everything else, now I think the president is backtracking. I want you to see if you can hear the difference in tone over the last few days. Now, we know what he's been saying. I just went through for our audience all the threats that have been made for him by his cabinet secretaries of results they think will happen. Now listen to him yesterday, Congressman Kucinich.
Unless your business is directly related to the Defense Department, unless you live in a town that is directly impacted by a military installation, unless you're a family that now is trying to figure out where to keep your kids during the day because you just lost a Head Start slot, a lot of people may not notice the full impact of the sequester. But this is going to be a big hit on the economy.
Do you think so?
Well,
he has a totally different tone.
The president's saying two things. Number one is that some people may not notice, and the other one is it's going to be a big hit on the economy. Both things are true. However, both parties have to take responsibility here. Peter Morici, who's an economist who does some pretty good work, today had a column saying that the sequestration could impose great and unnecessary damage to the economy. And he points out correctly that when you start cutting these jobs, these are people who make purchases and they're part of the economy, and suddenly you take that economic activity out of the economy. It's bound to slow everything down, and you know, at a time when we're the economy's still struggling. So this is not a way to run a government. And it really causes a lack of confidence in the government itself. When partisan politics hit the wall and you have this kind of dysfunction, it is against the interest of the United States of America. And this is a failure of the two-party system, I would say. Let me tell you something I saw in the news today that just blew my mind. At a time when we're talking about laying off air traffic controllers, Our government's getting ready to give another $60 million on top of the $365 million that was given for the Syrian rebels. What are we doing? You know, we spend at a time when we're sliding into budget chaos, we spend about $1 billion in this or more in this adventure in Libya. What are we doing? At a time when we're struggling with this high deficit, we got 4,000 U.S. troops ready to go into 35 different African countries to prepare them for God knows what. I mean, we are forgetting to take care of things here at home, and as a result, we have this massive debt that's rising.
Right.
We're not talking anymore about creating jobs. You increase taxes sharply. That discourages the creation of jobs. And you increase taxes sharply, and you have these military adventures going. All you're doing is feeding a war machine. And
you got out just in time, Congressman. And I just got to tell you real quick, we've seen the pictures of you and your wife, your beautiful wife at the Oscars. How was it?
Oh, it was great. That was the first time I've ever been there. It was terrific. We had a great evening. The show was good. Anybody watched on TV,
yep.
I can tell you that there isn't any substitute for being there and getting a chance to meet a lot of the people who you read about or see their performances in the movies. It was just terrific, and I felt very privileged to be there.
Well, great, and it's good that you're enjoying life after Congress, because there is life.